The Hillsborough County Commission today voted 6-1 to have Florida Tax Watch conduct a study to determine how to bring about cost-saving measures and practices to the county. Commissioner Jim Norman seconded the proposal, but said he hoped it would be different than a previously performed study by the Florida Tax Watch for the county nearly a decade ago.
The real key here is the implementation of the action that will actually save the money. That's where, in my opinion, this stuff got kind of sideways a little bit. There was a report, there was a list, and on this, whatever number of items, they put millions by each deal if we did this. Well, not if we did this. Walk us through the implementation phase that saves the money, not just, do y'all follow me at all here a little bit? I mean, there's a little difference in just having a report, and this is the kind of savings we're going to have.
Blair said Tax Watch would perform the study for free, but Commissioner Rose Ferlita questioned that.
When we say that this is free, it's not free. It is not free.
Ferlita said Tax Watch does good work on state issues, but isn't as well regarded when it comes to municipal governments.
They could look at something and they could say, wow, we're spending a lot of dollars on social services. Let's cut that budget in half. Well, that's a good place to save it, except for the fact that under health, safety, and welfare of our responsibilities, we need to have social services, whether they're a benefit or a revenue-generating issue or not.
County Administrator Pat Bean said, in fact, Tax Watch has done only two local studies ever, one being for Hillsborough back in 1997 and the other for Palm Beach County. But she said Palm Beach decided not to accept any of their recommendations. And Ferlita acknowledged that the 97 study was funded by private dollars, not the county, but said some $200,000 came from GOP concrete magnate Ralph Hughes.
And I question whether or not Tax Watch at that time would serve up something that would have been in conflict with Mr. Hughes' position, like increased impact fees, etc. But that's historical data.
Commissioner Blair bristled at suggestions that the report would cost the county.
It is free, and I'll take $2.5 million for nothing any day. So you can argue with the numbers that nobody's argued about for 9 years until today, even though it was brought up I don't know how many times. Nobody's argued these numbers until today.
Commission Chair Ken Hagan also supported the idea of the study, saying that property tax reform has redefined how local governments operate.
It's incumbent for us to study and consider creative ways to run county government, whether it's through this study, whether it's through eliminating duplication. I've already met with Mayor Arroyo on possible items or issues or departments where we could consolidate. We just simply cannot continue to operate as we have historically. So I am going to support the motion on the floor. That being said, I think we need to be prepared to pay for this, because to go to the level or the degree of study with an implementation plan, action plan that Commissioner Norman is suggesting, that is going to cost money.
Commissioner Mark Sharp echoed Hagan's comments that the county will have to learn to do more with less.
Change is coming our way. We've talked about this before. Tax reduction is a reality. We've got to find more efficient ways to do business. I will accept help from anybody, including Florida Tax Watch. I don't care who pays privately, publicly for that. I want people to come in and give me options. If the options are bad, then we have an opportunity to explain publicly why it won't work. But we need to be willing to let them come in and talk, and we ought to have our staff working cooperatively with them.